De Roquefort stormed into the room and faced his counsel. He'd hastily ordered an assemblage of the Order's officers after finishing his telephone conversation with Jeffrey.
"The great device has been found," he said.
Astonishment crossed the assembled faces.
"The former Seneschal and his allies have located the hiding place. I have a brother embedded with them as a spy. It's time to reclaim our heritage."
"What do you propose?"
one of them asked.
"We shall take a contingent of knights and seize them."
"More bloodshed?"
the chaplain asked.
"Not if the action is handled with care."
The chaplain seemed unimpressed.
"The former Seneschal and Jeffrey, who apparently is your ally, since we know of no other brother in league with them, have already shot two brothers. There's no reason to suggest that they would not shoot more."
He'd heard enough.
"Chaplain, this is not a matter of faith. Your guidance is not needed."
"The safety of the members of this order is all our responsibility."
"And you dare to say that I don't have the safety of this order in mind?"
He allowed his voice to rise.
"Do you question my authority? Tell me, chaplain, I want to know."
If the Venetian was intimidated, nothing in his countenance betrayed fear. Instead, the man simply said,
"You're my master. I owe you allegiance, no matter what."
He did not like the insolent tone.
"But master," the chaplain continued, "was it not you who said that we should all be part of decisions of this magnitude? Did you not tell the Brotherhood in conclave that you would chart a new course?"
"Chaplain, we are about to embark on the greatest mission this order has undertaken in centuries. I have not the time to debate with you."
"I thought giving praise to our Lord and God was our greatest mission, and that is a matter of faith to which I am qualified to speak."
He'd had enough.
"You are dismissed."
The chaplain did not move. None of the others said a word.
"If you do not leave immediately, I'll have you seized and brought before me later for punishment."
He paused.
"Which will not be pleasant."
The chaplain stood and tipped his head.
"I will go, as you command."
"And we shall talk later, I assure you."
He waited until the chaplain left, then said to the others,
"We have searched for our great device a long time. It's now within our grasp. What that repository contains does not belong to anyone but us. I intend to claim what is ours."